Cole, just so I understand, obviously it was denied, and it looks like it stated the buffer is the issue there. You're not making any change to the application in terms of what you're doing to buffer it?
That's correct.
That's the same?
That's correct, yeah. And so we're a little unclear as to what now about the buffer is not sufficient compared to being sufficient a couple of years ago for the same property under the same conditions. And similarly, with the other piece that they mentioned, the one complaint about one guest, that has to do with the current owner of the property. So I don't know how the applicant, who will be the next owner of the property can be held responsible for one guest at one time that was, had a certain noise level, so.
Is anybody else here to speak for or against this? Thank you, Cole.
All right.
Yes, we'll take that off. Good evening.
Good evening.
First, I would like to thank you gentlemen for allowing us to speak tonight about the rental house in the Bluffs. I do appreciate this opportunity.
State your name, too.
Please. Oh, I'm Tara Lumeyer.
Thank you.
So I live two lots down from the rental house we're talking about on Greystone, and it has been quite a challenge. There has not just been one guest that has acted out or shown indecent behavior. My husband and I bought and built our home 9 years ago without the knowledge that there would be investors renting out their houses in this beautiful community we chose. We sought to find a peaceful neighborhood with decent behaving, moral, and upstanding people, and that is what we did find at Branson Creek at first. We have always been happy and content until the rentals began. It has been quite chaotic trying to learn to live amongst indecent behavior, including drunkenness, very loud, foul language, showing a complete lack of respect for the persons who own homes and live there. My grandchildren come to visit me quite often. They are very outdoorsy. My granddaughter and I paint on the balcony, garden, and play in the yard. I've had to terminate these activities when she comes, if we have renters, because I won't subject her to foul language and drunkenness and their indecent behavior. I might as well take her to an R-rated movie. I myself and my husband are offended by it. We can hear the renters inside our home at times, even when the windows and doors are closed. I've had to report them so many times, I don't remember how many times I've reported them. These people come to our private swimming pool where only the owners are allowed, jump the fence, and party until all hours of the evening. We do have a system in progress now using cameras so they can be detected, but these are the caliber of people that the owners, the investors, are renting to, people that will jump over fences in the middle of the night to go swimming and party. When the sheriff is called, which has been numerous times, and asked them to settle down, they settle down while the sheriff's there, but as soon as he disappears, they go back to their loud behavior. I'm not against partying and people coming to vacation. I understand they're there to have a good time. But they get extremely inebriated. They get loud. They use foul language. They act in a way that incites fear amongst the neighbors. The people living in the neighborhood. When people are in that state of mind, we don't know what they're capable of doing. When I was a single mother struggling to raise three boys alone, I had to live in a difficult neighborhood with unsavory issues, and I swore when we moved out of there that I would never live in another place like that again. But now, years later, when my husband and I have found a place that we thought was beautiful and peaceful, when we're retired, I find myself having to deal with those same issues all over again. please vote on behalf of the owners of the Bluffs. Thank you.
All right, is there anybody else who'd like to speak?
I have some pictures for you. I have several sets. I've got four sets I can share. I don't know if you guys want to share one and pass one down to him.
I'll get one from them. Okay. Yeah, let them have them, and they make sure I get one. Thank you.
Okay, my name's Lynn Chase. I live at 131 Greystone, five houses down from 191. My first question is, does the people, the Wilsons, have they purchased? Are they still waiting to get the certificate before they purchase? Because I was looking under your Division II requirements, and it states, with a little black box, proof of ownership, a recorded deed, including any attachments, is required before they're issued their certificate. So just curious if they finished purchasing it. I brought these pictures to show you the front of the house. On your website, I was looking through there today, looking for property line setbacks, and I'm not sure I'm on the right page. It's page 22 of 103. And it looks like from the side of the lot to the property line on each home, it's supposed to be 7 feet. If I'm reading it correctly, I may not be in a neighborhood, a residential neighborhood. And most of the other homes on this street, there are 30 feet between each of the homes. We have 15 feet to our property line and 15 feet to the other home. There are two houses I measured today. We had 30. One across the street had 25, the next one had 30. This one in the pictures, you'll see the lady with the measuring stick, and the next one says 12 foot 6 inches. That's the widest amount between those two homes. It doesn't even make the 14 feet. Further back, where there's an air conditioning unit and there's a fence, it's only 10 feet to their fence to the neighbor's home. And the air conditioning unit, you can see in one of the pictures, that air conditioning line is actually over the property line of the other neighbor.
So, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt real quick.
Okay.
So is this your house that's next to it?
Nope, but I was asked to present these pictures, so I'm sharing that information. My problem is, I live five houses down, and the other night, it was 8 o'clock, I know we have a 10 o'clock curfew, I went outside to watch the tornado weather at 8 o'clock on my nice quiet porch, and I could hear everything they were laughing and talking and cussing about, five houses down, because on this bluff, sound travels. So I didn't get to sit outside on my porch because I didn't want to listen to them partying. I like golf. I like to party, and I know they can until 10, but I don't think they understand how their voices travel. So my point is they need a buffer if they think they want to do this. They need to plant, and I found this in your guidance, page 77 and 78 of 103, the type of trees and how many trees have to be planted, the height of the trees to create the buffer. And it looks like it's going to take 20-foot trees to buffer the noise. And I want a buffer for the noise, too. I live five houses down, and these poor people here, they live on both sides of it. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I'll be happy to turn this information in, and thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
If you don't mind, could you show me which one's your house?
Okay. This is an empty lot. I'm 131, this one. Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 lots, and that's the fifth.
Okay.
This one used to be zoned, but it's an individual owner now. So we only have one net and rental on our block now, and it creates all the noise and all the problems. No matter how much the manager says he's going to control it, I was the one here a month ago. I placed a call to him on a Friday, and he did not get back to me till Sunday. We need some type of immediate response when we make these calls. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Scott, can you show me real quick that slide that showed the stars?
Okay,
And then is there anybody else tonight that wishes to speak?
Right there.
The other house.
Here's all the villas.
Those are not houses.
And these are all houses.
Those are houses.
These are houses that are approved. There was two approved on this street originally, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on Stony Point. And then, of course, the villas are a separate deal. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Give us just one second.
Just maybe turn it in real quick. So that one that's highlighted, that's the applicant's one that's in the highlight, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Roger LeMasters, and I live next door to 191. I live in 199, he's pointing to, with my wife. And we're the unfortunate people that have to listen to all these rental people noise many, many, many nights. Point out the property just a little bit. If you're okay to go over here?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, please.
I'm going to blow this up. Show that. Now, I had my property surveyed after I moved in because I wanted to know where the corners were. Because I was getting concerned about how far over this landscaping was. And it turns out that the landscaping is in the middle of this the house is built way over towards the property line. It's only 3.2 feet. The surveyor, and I have a copy of it here if you want to see it. It's not released because it matched all the four corners of what's already on file here in the county. But what it does show is the dimensions of what's across the property line that Lane was just talking about. And I know the owner of the house. He's a nice guy. And I like him. And when we discovered that this property line was far over, to his line, we talked to him, and we made a agreement that he moved his fence over a foot. It's now on his property line. We divided this landscaping up. I'm going to show you some pictures in a minute of that. So that's taken care of, and the air conditioner is sitting where it is, about a foot on my property, which I don't use that land between the houses, and that's okay. Cut the cooling lines to move it to a break. We didn't move. The point being, this house is so close. Our bedroom is right here. Their balcony is right here. It's second level on the back side of this house. Front side looks single, but the back side of the slope is a double level. We just hear all this noise all the time, all the time. It's okay until 10 o'clock. I didn't have a car. That's what they come down to do. But from 10 o'clock, our house. Our HOA rules say 10 o'clock in the evening to 8 o'clock in the morning is quiet time. And we have to abide by that. Anybody in any of these houses, renters or whatever, they have to abide by it. And they've got to be told this by whoever is renting it, the owner or whatever. They can post it, they can do whatever, but these people come in here, they either see them and ignore them, and they plead ignorant a lot of times, and come up and all. This third party, and they're very in town to party. They're on vacation from the party, but they got to be reasonable. We can't sleep in our bedroom much of the time. We got to go over on the other side of the house. It's just too noisy. And one of the latest events that was alluded to in October, there was a bunch of dolphins here, and they were just out in the back during the daytime. They were playing games, beanbag or whatever. It pounds, makes a lot of noise, and they were having fun, and that's okay. They went on until after midnight at night. They didn't stop. And when it got on going 11 o'clock, it got so loud. I just was upset because we're always having this problem with noise. I called the sheriff. And the sheriff passed it over to the hospital police because all the county police were busy. He'd come out and talk to somebody and said, hold it down, and left. Well, they ignored all that. So it just went on until after midnight. And there we were over on the other side of the house again. Not to mention the ones out here in the yard urinating under the big floodlights, and when they pull up in the daytime, he went around here and went on the urinating on the side of the house. It just got disgusting. And people don't have to put up with that. You know, I spent over $300,000 well over to buy my house in retirement. I worked 50 years and come down here to retire. I should not have to put up with this. These are single-family dwellings. The neighbor